My name is Big D. Before we get to the episode, I just want to say thank you to Podcast Network Asia for helping me out with my show. Check them out at podcastnetwork.asia. One word, podcastnetwork.asia for more info on the network and other shows like Hustle Chair with Ron. He talks about business and the startup life. For more info, you can also visit his website at hustlechair.com. That's Hustle Chair. One word, hustlechair.com.
You're listening to Big D Talks, the podcast hosted by Big D.
Hi there, it's Big D. Welcome to the podcast called Big D Talks.
Powered by Podcast Network Asia, Big D Talks. Helping you become a better parent so you can help your kids become the best version of themselves.
The deeper the relationship I build with my children, I will know how to talk to them.
This is Big D Talks.
Hi there. Welcome to Big D Talks, and I am Big D. I am your host. For this episode, we shall talk about how to discipline a child. It is not easy. It can be frustrating. You know, I practically pulled my hair due to discipline. I am now hairless. It's a joke. Okay, let me start with the don'ts, the do not, all right? I'm talking to the dads today. First, do not be a dad who means business. You know, I mean business, Junior. You better do this. You know, it's discipline. We're not in the army. We're not the Marines. We are dads. We need to be kinder than that. All right. Which takes me to my second point. Don't be a dad who yells to make the kids listen. If you don't listen, why did you not clean your room? How dare you? You know. Raise your hand. Well, in your head. If yelling works for you. I mean, the whole thing. Yes, they can alter behavior, but that's behavior, not a hard change. Because yelling at kids, it does little really to stop defiant behavior. It does the opposite. It fuels it. You know, we are all little rebels. We don't like to be told what to do. We don't like to be yelled at. Sure, we're going to do for compliance, but at the end of the day, our hearts have not changed. Our hearts are still defiant. Did we change? We did not. And it's the same with the children. You know, if we yell at them, they don't change. They just do it when you're there, but you know, go back to their default when we're not there. We want our children to act the way they do when we're around, when we are not around. Consistency, whether we're there or we're not, we want our children to act the same. That's why we need to go for the heart change, not just the behavior. Because behavior will mask itself, meaning they're nice when they're with us, but they're not when they're not with us, okay? I mean, as dads, I think it's natural for us because we get challenged, and so we put our hands on our hips and go, oh, I'm going to show you who's the boss, or I'm going to make you pay for this. Again, this is discipline. This is not punishment. We have to have certain ways to make our discipline stick. We have to make sure that the discipline we are imposing or we are teaching the children are felt by their heart and not just in their heads. So hoping that they will change their character by it. I mean, we need to use discipline to teach the child and not to control him. These are not, you know, puppet or muppet stick as strings, you know. I mean, we again, because the whole point as parents, I think, is to prepare them for the road ahead. When we let them go at the, you know, when they're 18 or 21 and they leave the house, that's the goal that when we make them leave the house or when they leave the house on their own, we are assured, you know, as parents that our children will survive. They have life skills. They have social skills. They can take care of others. They're kind and so on and so forth, right? We have aspirations for the kids. And that's why we need to use discipline to teach our children and not to control them. It is the only way for discipline to work. We cannot discipline. We cannot change things we do not understand. Because if we do not understand it, how can we change it? Now, if we understand how it works, now we can mold it just like clay, right? Do you remember, and I remember vividly, how it was like to be not understood when I was growing up? I think it's a very common thing for children, for teens or children. Like, my parents don't understand me. So it is important for us as dads to understand our child first. And every single child works differently. Can't, you know, cookie cutter, you can't. You know, you have to deal with child number one differently from child number two or three or four or five, which I have, by the way, five kids and two sets of twins. as dads, we should not have a punishment mentality, all right? I mean, we cannot and should not ever use shame or intimidation to make the children toe the line. Again, because this is our relationship, it's easier for the children to listen to us if we have a relationship to them. We can't come home every night, you know, hoping to, you know, to have the kids do what we want them to do. And yet we are on our phones, we are playing video games, or we're just sitting on the couch staring into space because we're all tired. We're all tired. But the children, you know, that's really not their fault. We need to learn as parents to get involved in their lives. And that, I think, is key to disciplining a child when we are involved in their lives. You know, we should not have a punishment mentality. We're here to teach. We're here to teach. If they do not know, here to teach. If they're a little rude, they don't say thank you, then don't smack them because they don't say thank you. I call my kids anak. Anak, what do we say when, you know, when in these situations they go, we say thank you. And so what do you do now? Thank you. There. I mean, right? You know, I'm going to smack you if you don't say thank you. No phones for you for 10 years if you don't say thank you. We don't do that. It doesn't help the kid. It just makes them resentful, right? Now let's talk about the do's, what to do, you know, when we discipline the children, our child. Practice what we preach. Let me say that again. We need to practice what we preach. You know, we need to be the model for our kids. If you want our kids to be kind, we need to be kind. I have a child who likes rice very, very much and eats rice like there's no tomorrow. Guess who he gets it from? Itago po natin sa pangalang Big D.
Intentional parenting to raise kids who are better than us. Big D Talks, the podcast hosted by Big D.
Yun. I mean, I can tell my kid many, many times, but because he sees me. You know, so, eh, ganun talaga. And that's a reality, right? Please, I am not better than anybody. We're all in the same boat. We're just trying to help each other as dads, you know, raise better kids. Kids who will be much, much better than us. Kids who will contribute to the better good of society, right? You know, if at some point in the future they're making headlines, we pray and hope that those are headlines that are honorable and not, you know, shameful headlines. Anyway, so there, talking about my kid, him and I, we talked about we're going to make changes this year, 2020, and we're hoping to spur each other on when we fall off the wagon. We will push each other to get on back on the wagon. And there you go. Maybe at some point, you know, in this season, I will give you an update about it. Another thing to do as a dad, you know, when it comes to disciplining the child, we need to be consistent. We need to hold our kids accountable every single time, you know, always follow up. The more consistent we are, the better we can reinforce character traits we want to see in our kids. I mean, for example, diba, again, there's a character trait. They're not saying thank you. Again, this is very simple. This is very shallow, but it's an example anyway. We have to be consistent in making them say thank you every single time it merits. We can't just let, oh, saka na yan, nakakapagod. Or, you know, and then, so the kids will be confused. I mean, I can say thank you to that person, but I don't have to say thank you to that person. It teaches them. Every single moment is a teaching moment. And so we have to be consistent. If they don't say thank you, we call them out. Not, hey, mag-thank you ka naman. Wag ganon. Hey, what do we say? Or you know what? Better yet, every time you show them, you know, if you're at the we're at the restaurant where anybody, anything that did something for us, we say thank you. Thank you very much. Somebody, you're in the restaurant, the waiter pours water into your glass. You say thank you very much. The children see you, they go, so this is the way. Right? Hindi yung the waiter pours water in my glass and I just ignore him, and then he pours water in their glass. I go, oh, why are you saying thank you? It doesn't work that way. Again, it's very important. We need to model what we teach our kids because values are caught; they are not taught. All right. Here's another way to discipline our children. Please understand, marami po siya. Well, because, you know, ayoko po magsalita maghapon, we'll limit, you know, we'll limit the points. Another one is we need to always look beyond the words or the behavior of our children. Angry people will say angry stuff. You know, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. When we're angry, we do stupid things. We say stupid things. It's because we're angry. Here's the thing. When it comes to disciplining a child, we need to understand what is fueling that kid's behavior. Ignore the words. Again, you and I, when we're angry, we say the stupidest of things. You know, we can't expect our children not to do the same. They will. Now, the key, again, to disciplining your child is, of course, you have to call out that, you know, that behavior. There is always a consequence. If they're disrespectful, if they say something that they shouldn't be, I always have consequences for them. But I try to understand as well why, you know, why they're doing what they're doing. Also, and because of that, consequences must make sense to the child. You know, what they're corrected for and why they're being corrected and why the consequence is so. Right? I mean, when one of my kids, they're so angry, they're so short-tempered, they start yelling at their siblings. I go, hey, you're not supposed to do that. What do you do? And because we've established this already, they go, I'm sorry. And then, you know, if kailangan, they hug. And then I call them aside. So what's wrong with you? What's happening? right? Although, because again, I've developed certain things with my children, I already know why, you know? Every single child has a trigger. And it triggered, you know, for example, one of my sons, certain behavior triggers him. And I know exactly what triggers it. But I want him to recognize it. So he knows that, you know, when somebody does that to him, it's his usual reaction. And I tell him that, you know what? That's your usual reaction. When somebody does this to you, this is what you do. When I call you out for doing something, you know what you're going to do? You're going to dump it on somebody else. And that's what you do consistently. And he goes, yeah, you're right, Papa. Exactly. Please don't do that. All right. When I talk to you about these things, it's to help you because I just really want you to grow up better than me. I've made so many mistakes. You know, as a young person, I'm still paying for consequences for a whole lot of them. And I don't want you to go through these things. I want you to become a whole lot better than me. I go, yes, Papa, I understand. And it helps. It works, right? Although some of that's not always happening. Sometimes I yell. I mean, that's the truth. And yeah, because I yell, it doesn't work. And so I find that talking to them nicely, calmly, and processing things, it helps them, right? Okay, here's another thing with discipline. When we impose or think or give consequences to the child for a behavior that they shouldn't be doing, it has to come at the heels of the behavior. You can't wait like, you know, for example, 8 in the morning, oh, wait till your daddy comes home or wait till your mom comes home at 6 p.m. It doesn't work, right? It kasi malayo na, you know, they'll forget about it or you'll forget about it. So we're not being consistent. So when they do something, when they're disrespectful, we call them out right away. Yo, don't do that. That's not nice. What? And they usually, oh, what did I do? Tell me about it. And they go, ah, you know, they'll try to explain their way. And I usually go, I'm really going to go this way. And they go, yeah, Papa, no. All right. So what do you think? Oh, I was disrespectful. I shouldn't have done this. Then there you go. And I'm glad that you're aware. So now what do we do? And then, you know, they apologize for being disrespectful and so on and so forth. And when in my kids, with my kids, at their age, I take away privileges. A chief of which is the gadget, of course. I keep reminding my children, just to go off on a little tangent, their gadgets are not a right. They are a privilege to, you know, so they cannot really feel entitled about them. The phone gets to be locked via an app, or it can be confiscated and kept for a period of time, you know, for a week or two. I've had my kids, you know, not touch their phones for 6 weeks, and really, it's fine because they tend to be nicer for some reason without their phones. So yeah, that's today's episode, you know, how to discipline a child. There are so many ways, but for today's episode, we just mentioned a few, you know, the do nots, like don't be a dad who has to make the kids listen by yelling at them because it does not work. It fuels their defiant behavior. Should not show the kids, you know, who's the boss, because discipline is meant to teach the child and not to control him or her. So no threats, no intimidation, right? Also, we need, again, the biggest, I think, for me, takeaway in what we talked about in this episode is that we need to practice what we preach. Our values are caught, not taught. If we want our children to be kind, to be patient, to be gentle, to be generous, it needs to start with us dads. And that is episode 2. In the next episode, on episode 3, we shall talk about a few tips to raise a responsible child.
Thank you for listening to Big D Talks, the podcast. Stay connected by following Big D on social media at Big D Talks. Big D Talks, the podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia.